Here, perhaps your little birds will whisper the name of the man it belongs to. Vares lifted the knife with exaggerated delicacy and ran a thumb along its edge. Blood welled, and he let out a squeal and dropped the dagger back on the table. Careful, Catelyn told him. It's sharp. Nothing holds an edge like Valyrian steel, Littlefinger said, as Vares sucked at his bleeding thumb and looked at Catelyn with sullen admonition. Littlefinger hefted the knife lightly in his hand, testing the grip. He flipped it in the air, caught it again with his other hand. Such sweet balance. You want to find the owner. Is that the reason for this visit? You have no need of Sir Aaron for that, my lady. You should have come to me. And if I had, she said, what would you have told me? I would have told you that there was only one knife like this at King's Landing. He grasped the blade between thumb and forefinger, drew it back over his shoulder, and threw it across the room with a practiced flick of his wrist. It struck the door and buried itself deep in the oak, quivering. It's mine. Yours? It made no sense. Pattaya had not been at Winterfell. Until the tourney on Prince Joffrey's name day, he said, crossing the room to wrench the dagger from the wood. I backed Sir Jamie in the jousting, along with half the court. Pattaya's sheepish grin made him look half a boy again.